everyone. Thank you very much for coming to this annual town council meeting of Exmouth Town Council. Before we start the meeting, we have one public speaker, I think. I still want to call you Councillor Miller, so Mr. Miller.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm a local resident. My views about the Exmouth. That business in my life is unnecessarily important. Like many of my neighbours who live in this area of town, I make a positive choice to use the subway or underpass on a respective basis. At the time of which the Leveling Up bid was successful, many people in the community care about this town, including myself, were really excited about the improvements in and around the Exmouth Gateway, which we hope to build on what we already.
Do we have any other public speakers, Lisa? No. Okay, in that case, we can move on to the first item on your agenda. I don't think it would be appropriate. Because the item we're going to be asked to do is actually, it was relevant to the minutes of the extraordinary meeting, but I think otherwise we'll have another discussion. But yeah, we we might well put it on the agenda for a future meeting to consider our response. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is to elect the chair of the council and receive the chair's declaration of acceptance of office. So, do we have any proposals? Councillor Gazzard.
Thank you, Chair. It gives me much pleasure to nominate Councillor Joe Whibley for the post of Chair stroke Mayor of Exmoor Town Council. Joe has the attributes to chair our council and his experience in chairing of Exmoor Town Planning Committee and East Devon Licensing Committee shows that he is extremely able to be able to do this. On a lighter note, Joe is a very talented musician and singer. And maybe, instead of using the gavel to bring council to order, he might bring his guitar along and sing a chorus of Oh Sit Down. It gives me great pleasure, Chair, to nominate Joe Whibley.
Thank you. I don't remember anybody suggesting that when I was nominated.
You said you're a talented musician.
I don't know what you're playing the song. Okay. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Hall, do you want to say anything?
Thank you. No, I'm just happy to second Joe for the position, and I echo the comments of my fellow ward councillor. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other nominations? Councillor Stock.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Councillor Fred Cagle. He's been on this council a long time. This is the fourth time that he's put his name forward, but I think he deserves a chance. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have a seconder? Yeah. Ed, do you want to say anything, madam?
Yes, I think Fred's done an excellent job with the CCTV, works well with the staff, and I think he would make an excellent chairman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other nominations? No? In that case, I presume we need to go to a vote. So, do you want to go through the names? Do you want to put the mic on?
Okay, so first of all, we have Councillor Aurora Bailey,
Fred Cagle.
Thank you. Councillor Brian Bailey,
Fred Cagle, thank you.
Councillor Fred Cagle. Councillor Maddie Chapman.
Fred Cagle.
Councillor Andrew Coleman. Councillor Graham Deasy.
Joe Whibley.
Councillor Tim Dumper.
Joe Whibley.
Councillor Steve Gazzard.
Joe Whibley.
Councillor Matt Hall.
Joe Whibley.
Councillor Nick Hookway.
Joe Whibley.
Councillor Ian Kirvan.
Joe Whibley.
Councillor Cherry Nicholas. Councillor David Hoare.
Joe Whibley.
Councillor Mike Wasser. Councillor Alex Sadiq. Councillor Pauline Stott. Fred Cagle. Councillor Andrew Toy.
Joe Whitley.
Councillor Louise Venables. Councillor Joe Whitley. So we've got apologies from Councillor Joy Whips and Councillor Mark Williamson. Councillor Daniel Wilson.
Joe Whitley.
And Councillor Andrew Woodward.
So we have 15 votes for Councillor Woodley, 6 votes for Councillor Cagle. So I can confirm that Councillor Woodley is duly elected. Before I hand over the check of office, I'd just like to say a year ago, just over, you entrusted me with the job of being mayor of this council and chair. And I just want to say what a privilege it has been to represent you and tell at various events and functions. It's been a wonderful experience. I wouldn't have been without it. And I've met so many wonderful people through it who are doing fantastic work in this town, just for the town itself and for the people in it. I've met groups who do all sorts of different things that I didn't even know existed. It really has been a pleasure, and I hope to keep contact with many of those people that I've come into contact with through this office. So thank you very much for giving me that opportunity, and I thoroughly recommend it. Okay, I'm now going to hand over the chain of office to Councillor Woodley, and he will also sign the declaration of acceptance of office.
Did you get to cut any ribbons?
I did. It's been a running gag all year that I didn't get to cut a ribbon. And on my last event at the last event I went to was at the new Red Rock, who have taken over the Avon Youth Camp site on behalf of the National Trust, and doing some fantastic work. Recommend going up and having a look. What they're doing up there is going to be a fantastic experience for young people to go there. They've strung a ribbon, appropriately green, across the entrance to one of their villages, as they're calling them, which is a sort of earth bank with a circle of tents within it. They're allowed to cut a ribbon. No, I didn't, but I suspect that somebody may have had a word in their ear, but I don't know who it was, but whoever they are, thank you very much. Okay, so I wish you much ribbon cutting, Joe.
Thank you.
want to get you to have a professional smile for the photos.
Right.
You're
lucky you're not forced to wear the front door.
Yeah.
You need to swap seats, Joe.
Yeah. Or swap.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody. I don't really know what to say other than thank you very much, everybody. I hope that I managed to do the town proud. So we'll carry on with the agenda. Agenda item two is apologies for absence. Stayed a couple during the roll call, but could you just remind us, Chetna?
Yeah, we had apologies from Councillor Mark Williamson, Councillor Joy Whipps, and it seems Mark Rosser's not here, so him as well.
Okay, anybody else having more? Have you got apologies from Councillor Rosser? No. Okay. So, agenda item three is to elect a deputy chairman or deputy mayor of the council and to receive the deputy chairman's declaration of acceptance of office. Do we have any nominations for deputy? Councillor Tim Dumper.
Thank you very much, Chair. May I be first to congratulate you on your election and also to say thank you to Councillor Ollie Davey for his obviously very successful year in the post. What I wanted to do was to nominate Councillor Steve Gazzard as deputy, and part of the reason I'm doing this, apart from his great success when he was during the COVID period mayor, is the fact that I know you as chair will have quite a lot of time when you are working during the daytime, and I felt that we needed a very supportive vice chair and deputy mayor, and in that post I think Steve would be excellent, so I'd like to nominate him, please.
Thank you very much. Do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Ollie Davey.
I'm happy to second that suggestion. Thank you.
Do you want to say anything else? Or?
No, just that I know Steve is incredibly community minded and will be very happy to take on any responsibilities that you're not able to do. It's obviously, it's difficult combining that with a full time job. It is a full time job, actually.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other nominations at all? Sorry. No. Okay. No. Okay. So, how does this work then?
You can just be raised
hands. Okay. So we have a proposer and a seconder, and no other nominations. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? That's one abstention.
Two abstentions.
Sorry.
Okay.
That was carried.
You like to come inside the decoration acceptance of office, though, Steve. put that one on the slide.
Okay. I, Councillor Steve Gazzell, having been elected to the office of Deputy. Oh, I thought I had.
It so is on.
I, Councillor Gazzard, having been elected to the office of Deputy Mayor and Vice Chairman of Exmoor Town Council, hereby declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it according to the best of my judgment and ability. I undertake to be observe the code as to the conduct which is expected of members of Exmoor Town Council. So I didn't realise that, did we?
May I be the first to offer congratulations to Councillor Gazzard, and also I absentmindedly didn't pay tribute to Councillor Davey. I know he's had a fun year, and it's not very often you get the mayor playing music for people in the town square, so that was fun. Okay. So, we now move to agenda item 4, to receive any declarations of interest from members. Do we have any declarations of interest for anything on the agenda? Councillor Nicholas White.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, agenda items 22 and 23, in view of my roles and responsibilities at East Devon District Council, I shall abstain from debate and voting.
Okay, thank you very much. Don't think that's no. Do you have any more declarations of interest? Okay, thank you very much. So now we move to agenda. Oh, sorry, Alex, didn't see that. Okay, do you know what number that is? Agenda item 5, to resolve that the press and public be excluded from the meeting during the consideration of items in part 2 of the agenda, as it involves a likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in part 1 schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972. I don't think there is a part break, so we won't do that. Sorry, is that it? No, I know. Agenda item 6, to approve the minutes of the meeting held on the 15th of April and the extraordinary meeting held on the 29th of April. Does anybody have any comments on those meetings? Councillor Chapman.
It was, as you will remember, a very heated and it got a bit fractious at one point, if I think we all remember.
Is this the extraordinary meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And we put our disapproval forward. And I would like to say that both the county councillors were here. They did not involve in it or say anything, and they did not comment until after the public consultation. I'd like to make that perfectly clear. We, as I remember, put forward And the reason I'm saying this is I haven't got the full agenda because it didn't come through for some technical reason.
Maddy, can I just stop there? I don't think you were at the extraordinary meeting. You're talking about another meeting, the extraordinary meeting with your colleagues.
Yeah, I was here for the gateway.
No, the extraordinary meeting that we held on the 29th of April.
Because when the officers from County Council came here, because that was the only thing on the agenda.
So
the other meeting that we had, which was just on the gateway, where the County Council officers came and presented it, that is the one that I'm talking about.
Yeah, so that wasn't an extraordinary meeting. That was
just a meeting from the county council.
Yeah, that is the one that it blew up, didn't it? Okay, yes, right, fine.
Okay, do we have any more comments?
It's just we need to make sure that we get a proposal and a seconder of someone that was actually in attendance at that meeting. I thought Maggie was going to propose the minutes, but it needs to be someone that was in attendance, Joe.
Okay. I saw Councillor Davey and Councillor Stark. Councillor Davey, are you willing to propose that?
Yeah.
And Councillor Stark, are you willing to second?
I'll second.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed. So we have a proposer and a seconder to approve those minutes. All those in favour? Thank you very much. I think that's everybody. You abstain. Okay. All against? And anybody, any abstentions? Yes, right, okay. And you can assess two abstentions. Yeah, go for it. So we'll just pause one of them as a public building. Agenda item 7, to approve the minutes of the meeting of the Planning Committee held on the 8th of April and the 22nd of April. I only chaired one of those, I think. So, Councillor Dumper, are you willing to propose those?
I'll propose them, yes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Councillor Dumper and Councillor Woodward have seconded those. So, a proposer and a seconder for approving those planning minutes. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Anybody against? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you very much. So now we move to agenda item 8, the review of delegation arrangements to committees and staff, which was attached to the agenda, which I think that because the file was so huge, I think a few people had a bit of a problem. I think so. For example, emailing it from one to another, I just think because it was so big.
It's the same as last year.
Yeah.
Except that last year we put in extra provision to cover us for that post-election period, where Chetner or I might need to make decisions under delegated authority before we had the respective committees in place. So that bit has been removed because we're not in a post-election period. But in all other respects, it's the same scheme of delegation that we normally have. We put an addendum in during COVID, and we put an addendum in post-election, but apart from that, it's the same. And it outlines the delegated powers that the respective working parties have, if any, but very few working parties have delegated authority, and the delegated authority that Chetner and I have up to certain budget levels and to do certain things on behalf of the council, which are quite limited, so it is the same as last year.
Okay, do we have any? Yeah, if you would. So the Vice Chair has moved that. Do we have anybody who's willing to second that, or do we have any comments? Or okay, Councillor Hookway. Thank you very much. So we have a proposer and a seconder for the review of delegation arrangements to committees and staff. All those in favour? Anybody against? And abstentions? Thank you very much. So that is passed. And similarly, review of the terms of reference for all committees and working parties.
Again, they're exactly the same as last year. They've been updated with new footers. The important things to know are that the flooding and land drainage terms of reference have been expanded slightly, and the working party's been renamed the Flooding and Water Quality Working Party, and that's to reflect the ongoing work that we're doing in South West Water around water quality issues. The Finance Committee terms of reference have been updated to incorporate the Trust Fund, because the Trust Fund Working Party was a porate, and it seemed to make sense, as we report on the Trust Fund activities at every Finance Committee anyway, to roll those in, and they've been updated. And then finally, the Town Council Premises and Assets Working Party, which was the Town Council Premises Working Party, they have been expanded to include Boffin Hall, CCTV, festoon lights, Christmas lights, catenary wires, clock tower, and Town Council Premises. Because again, we were struggling with some of those working parties being corporate, and it seemed to make sense to put all the assets into one working party. So they've been condensed. Those are the three changes that have been made, but in all other respects, the terms of reference remain the same as they were last year.
Could I just have a comment? We will need to change the neighbourhood plan continuity because it still refers to
flooding and land drainage.
Yeah. So we just need to change that one, but otherwise it is as it is.
The terms of reference would stay the same,
yes.
But the reference to the working party membership needs to reflect the change of that flooding and land drainage to flooding and water quality.
Okay, thank you very much. Does anybody have any comment or anything on that at all? Councillor Tim Dumper?
Yes, I think probably I didn't look at these things as carefully as I should have done when they were first brought in. I was just thinking about the... I don't want to make a big issue of this and whether we carried on and then we maybe review these. I had two particular comments about the Climate and Ecological Working Party, about the purposes. One was that maybe we should use the term greenhouse gas emissions rather than carbon dioxide emissions, because of course it covers a multitude of sins. That the other thing is that within the purpose I feel that we should perhaps add a sentence about wildlife and nature protection, other than just the climate change aspect. So that's all I'd like to say, really. Otherwise, I support what we're doing.
Thank you, Councillor Dunbar. Is that something that can be done within the committee? It's a change of...
Yeah,
we'll bring it
back to the future.
Yeah, OK. So that's cool. Jenny,
I just want to say, just need to be mindful of that last statement, because it could overlap with town maintenance work as well. So if you do decide to put that in, do consult the town maintenance before you decide to make some changes, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Do you have any further comments at all? Councillor? Okay, write these down when it gets to the meeting. You'll have a long list to choose from. Thank you.
I was going to.
Do we have anybody proposing a seconder for this? Councillor DC?
Yeah, very happy to propose this, Chairman.
And Councillor Dumper? Thank you very much. So we have a proposer and a seconder for a review of the terms of reference for all committees and working parties. All those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you very much. We now move to number 10, the appointment of members to the Council's committees and working parties. It's on the... I think everybody's got a copy, haven't they? I'm not sure there are any surprises.
There are some minor tweaks been requested that we've made. If we've missed anything, please let us know.
Okay, Councillor Aurora Bay.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to ask The government has changed Zoom meetings now, and I just wondered why some of the committees are still having Zoom meetings. Are these going to stop, please? It's just a question, really, but it comes with the committees. Because Zoom meeting is supposed to be finishing now. We're supposed to be face-to-face.
So we have to use face-to-face meetings for decision-making meetings, like full council, but we can still use Zoom or Teams for working party meetings. That's still lawful. What we find with some of the working parties where we're inviting external stakeholders is they won't attend unless it's a Zoom meeting, because the officers are not allowed to attend in-person meetings. So we're sort of reviewing it on a case-by-case basis. As many as we can, we're going back to face-to-face, but there are a number where we won't get the representation of the outside bodies, and in Transport Partnership, flooding and land drainage, we don't get the representation. But there are some that we are holding in person. So it's on a case-by-case basis. We can look to see if there are more that we can do on a face-to-face basis, but it's about getting that balance. And also, enabling councillors that work that can't physically come to meetings, sometimes they've expressed a preference for meetings that they can dial into because it's less disruptive to their working day. So it's about. Did you have any particular working parties in mind?
That springs to mind is the festivals, really. When we used to have the festival meetings face to face, you could talk it over the table, and I found it's more productive than it is on the Zoom, because the thing is with the Zoom, if the person who's chairing it, they're all very good, but sometimes they don't see your hand up. You know, if you sat around the table, you can talk about it better. I think so. I mean, that's just my choice, but I did see that face-to-face is better. It is a
so
better.
So, festival, I think we could put back to a face-to-face meeting,
yeah,
because we don't have any external representatives.
Yeah.
So, I'll talk to Jess
and
the reception
team
and see if we can get that one reinstated. Likewise, if anybody else has a preference, it's just about that balance, really.
I think it's something, you can do on a per-committee basis. If on your first meeting, you know, of the new year, you decide that something that you feel would be done better face to face, or
you can organise
it within each group.
Perhaps we'll make a note to review whether they're in person or on Zoom at the respective first meetings of each working party. But I know some of them, like flooding and land drainage, I mean, you won't get people along, will you, Chetner, if they're not Zoom meetings? And climate and ecological, we've been alternating in person with Zoom, you know, just to facilitate attendance, but happy to look at that on a case-by-case basis.
Councillor Fred Cahill.
Thank you.
So there are several Devon County Council officers have been told they're not allowed to attend in-person meetings. South West Water staff, environment agency staff. There are a number of organisations that have said that their staff are not allowed to attend in-person meetings because they're not deemed to be a productive use of time with the travelling time. Well, there's county, you know, at county hall, I think there's a county-wide edict.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. That's noted. So, Councillor Davey and then Councillor Dunfer.
Firstly, I'd like to challenge the perception that Zoom meetings are somehow inferior to in-person meetings. I think they can be extremely productive. I think if you have trouble being seen putting your hand up, you can usually wave it around. So usually somebody will spot and bring it to the attention of the chair. I've never been in a meeting where somebody's actually been completely missed out. And it's also possible, of course, to use the electronic hand in Zoom to make sure that you are visible. That's the first thing I would say. Festival and Events Working Party has actually chosen on occasions to meet in person where we felt that there were certain items that we felt were best dealt with that way. But I think often Zoom meetings are more disciplined, actually get as much done as a face-to-face, and sometimes in a shorter time. It cuts down on everybody having to travel, and East Devon District Council happily used Teams meetings for all sorts of things, which enables staff to work remotely, enables people from various organisations to be present. So I think it's horses for courses, really, and it's not true that the government has stopped Zoom meetings or Zoom is coming to an end. I think it's actually an extremely successful tool that a lot of companies are continuing to use. It was the government that stuck with the 1972 Act when virtual meetings didn't exist and decided it wasn't going to continue the legislation that allowed virtual meetings to be valid. I think they still have a place for working parties, and we should use them where we can, but I think it should be at the discretion of individual committees if they wish to hold an in-person meeting, and I don't think it requires any changes to standing orders or anything like that. They can just make an ad hoc decision that their next meeting is going to be in person.
Thank you very much, Councillor Davey. I think, it's not controversial in that sense. I just think each committee, as you say, each committee can do as they please and as they feel best. Okay, we'll just take a couple more people and then we'll move on. Councillor Dunfer.
Yeah, well, I'll save a bit of time because I was very much supporting what Councillor Ollie Davey has just said. Another thing I would point out, I'm really quite surprised over the years since COVID started and we got involved in virtual meetings. I've been surprised at how much heat has been generated in this argument, and it has been an argument about which we use and all the rest of it, because I think they both have their place. What I would say and what I would point out to those, well, two things really. One is that committee meetings were withdrawn from virtual 2 or 3 years ago now. It isn't something that's just happened. This is something that applied 2 years ago. And I'd also like to say that the National Association of Local Councillors and I think the Local Government Association have lobbied very, very hard to continue virtual meetings for decision-making committees as well. So I think, it's not the case that all the arguments are on one side. Thank you.
Can I just add as well, our audit report, where we had our internal audit report on our carbon footprint. Actually, the audit showed up that our biggest carbon footprint was in councillors attending physical meetings as well. So, that was also discussed at the time, whether there was the balance that could be achieved in perhaps reducing the number of in-person meetings or encouraging car sharing. So.
Thank you, Lisa. We'll just hear from Councillor Bailey and very quickly Councillor Chapman, and then we do need to move on. Brian. Thank you very much. Just hear from Councillor Chan and then we'll hear from Councillor Cagle and then we'll not move on. Maddie.
Right. Yes, Jane, can I ask through you, the tree working party? Sorry? Yeah. What's it coming under on committees? I didn't get the part. We've had technical problems. Yeah, can I say, Chair, we had a lot of outside bodies on the Tree Forum, and it was one of the best meetings I've ever attended.
I didn't ask if that was on Zoom or face to face.
Thank you, Chair. Just a quick question for the Town Clerk. Lisa, you said about the audit saying that the biggest carbon footprint is councillors travelling to the meetings. Yet we don't actually ask our councillors, or do we, whether they've cycled or driven or walked to a meeting. So how can they say it's the biggest carbon footprint? But we don't get questioned on what mode of transport we've used to come to a meeting. But what I'm saying is we don't get questioned, so we don't collect that sort of data. Okay, I get what you're saying, but it's not whole analysis of how people get to a meeting. It was just a question about how we collect data, more than actually, I wasn't trying to be difficult, it's about how we collect the data.
If I cycled here, I'll get about 3p. We'll just hear from... That's a long way. I don't fancy giving you a crossbar down the estate. We'll just hear from the delightful Councillor Terry Nicholas, and then we will definitely move on.
Must be the only one that thinks I'm delightful. But apart from anything else, I want to stick up for Zoom meetings, purely because when the auditors, it is Stella, in the internal auditors, they arranged a training session which took all day. But part of that day was taken up by one of the best audit trainers that I've ever come across. And he was in New York on Zoom. So that was really brilliant because they apparently had worked with him before and they managed to get him on Zoom. Well, it would have cost a fortune to fly him over and it probably wouldn't have been worth his while. But I thought that was one of the best training sessions that I've ever attended.
Thank you very much. I think we need to remember that what works for some committees and for some things doesn't work for all of them. And you can have a committee which is usually on Zoom, but if you have something which comes up, it can be face to face for 1 week or vice versa. So, do we have a proposer and a seconder to getting back to it? The appointment of members to council's committees and working parties. Do you? proposal. So Councillor Chapman. And Councillor Cagle will second that. Thank you very much. So all those in favour? Thank you very much. Oh, I think that's everybody. Okay, so now we move to agenda item 11, to review and adopt the council's standing orders and financial regulations. Lisa or Chetner or whoever wishes to speak. Come on, decide. One of you.
So standing orders, there aren't any changes to standing orders really, although there is an update to the financial regulations, which has necessitated a change to a paragraph reference in standing orders. That's the only change to standing orders. Just want to say thank you to Chetna, because she went through financial regulations line by line, word by word, comparing them against the existing ones, because NALC only rolled out the new ones last week, the day before we had to issue the agenda for the council meeting. So it was quite an effort for us to go through and check them all. Most of the changes in the financial regulations reflect amendments to the procurement legislation. They keep changing the thresholds on that. But a new mandatory item has been added, which I just need to highlight. Any member of the council with council tax that has been unpaid for more than 2 months is now prohibited from voting on the budget or the precept under Section 106 of the Local Government Finance Act 1992, and you must disclose at the start of that budget meeting if that Section 106 applies to you. So we will try and remember to flag that up at the budget meeting in January, but that has been put in. You'll be aware that any bold items in the financial regs are the ones that we have to abide by, because they're bound by legislation, and that is a new bold item. As I say, the tendering and the procurement bits have been updated. It's a technicality that one figure included a VAT amount and one didn't. And then the other thing is that changes to account details for suppliers now need to be checked by me and one member, and that's an additional precaution that they've put in light of recent fraud cases. Other than that, a lot of it is just to do with formatting. They've changed the layout a little bit, haven't they, Chetna? And they've renumbered paragraphs and things, but those are the main changes. So nothing significant that you need to worry about, other than to be mindful that if you haven't paid your council tax for more than 2 months, you'll have to declare it when we do our budget meetings.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Okay.
Does anybody have any comments, or is anybody willing to move that at all? Councillor Tim Dumper.
I'll move it, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Chairman. So, we have a proposal and a second in favour of reviewing and adopting the Council standing orders and financial regulations. All those in favour? I think that's everybody in there. Thank you very much. So now, agenda item 12. To review and agree the council's representation on or work with external bodies and agree the arrangements for reporting back, which is, I believe, the second sheet in your...
Yeah, so a couple of highlights on there, if I like, Joe. So we've taken off Transition Exmouth because they no longer need an external representative because of their new community interest company status and the fact that they've now got trustees. They don't need a town council representative. We've removed the Dalk County Committee, which Councillor Dumper was the representative on, because that no longer exists. And we've taken off the Chamber of Commerce, because likewise they've been changed to a community interest company and they no longer need a town council representative. So we've taken those three off. Apart from that, we're assuming that representation on or with external bodies will stay the same. If you attend a meeting with an external body, if you receive any minutes or there's any updates that you want us to include in the monthly town council agendas, if you could let me or Molly know, we'll put it on as a standing item. And Aurora, I know you've asked me to put the OPCC on as a standing item, which we will do. So that you can give your updates as the OPCC councillor advocates. If there are any others, any meetings that you attend on an ad hoc basis that you want us to include on the agenda, we're happy to do that, just to facilitate the feedback at full council meetings.
Okay, thank you. I was looking at the thing, so I didn't see you put the hand up first.
No, I put his hand up first, then Pauline and then Louise.
Thank you very much. Councillor Bailey.
Just to let the council know that I have to leave to resign for a director of health because their meetings were on the same day as the planning meetings being together. And I keep trying to get an order along with Councillor John Beaton here and Councillor John. And then it's finished to change the day, so they're one of the first to be done. So that's a very nice job. It's done.
It's just about the beach management. There's only two places and there's three people down here.
Where are you? Okay. So have we got a stand-in person on there, or who's the third person that's put their name forward? Oh right, okay. So well, Mark's not here tonight, so I'd have to have a chat with him. Maybe he could be a reserve.
Okay, brilliant. Councillor Bangles, please.
It should be, yes, yeah. I'll have to add it. And I think we've got a lot of members on the Tree Forum, so I'll add it and we will recirculate it. Yeah, that's fine. I did think that earlier when Matt was looking at it, and I thought, perhaps we could put it on. Yeah. I'll get it back.
Okay, well spotted. David?
I noticed I'm down as the representative on the Queen's Drive placemaking group, but I think I'm there as a ward member anyway.
So you're there in your capacity as chairman of the council,
right.
The chairman plus one other, and there are a number of working party outside bodies rather, where it's the chairman, and we will need to update, because the chairman and deputy chairman can attend all the working parties ex officio, so we are going to have to update it following tonight's election. But we will need to reach out to East Dublin District Council to let them know that we have a new chairman, and then that will have to be updated.
I think it's a fairly easy solution to that, because I'm on it as the ward member, so it's just a case of swapping over colleagues, just let them know on it's now the ward member and I'm there.
Yeah, okay.
But from this, that would be the easiest thing.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Because their terms of reference.
Yeah,
their terms of reference are quite explicit, that it has to be the chairman plus one other member.
Yes.
Okay.
I ended up being there in three capacities, actually. Yeah. And I had to let them know which capacity I was speaking in. So I'm now down to one, which is going to make life a lot easier for democratic service.
Yeah.
I bet you still spoke your mind, didn't you, Ollie? Okay, so I think that's it. Do we have a proposal in a second so we can move this? Councillor Stark?
No, yes.
Thank you. And Councillor Deasy?
Yes.
Thank you very much. So all those in favour? Anyone against? And abstentions? One abstention. Thank you very much. So now we move to the magnificently titled to review and reaffirm the Town Council's eligibility to exercise the general power of competence. Councillor Stark, thank you very much. Are we moving over this because we think we might not be competent?
I'd like to confirm that we are eligible to exercise it, because we do have 2/3 of our members have been declared elected, and you do have two clerks, a clerk and a deputy, that hold the appropriate qualification.
Excellent work. All those in favour?
Who seconded that, please?
Councillor Duncan.
Thank you very much.
Okay, agenda item 14, to confirm the council's arrangements for insurance cover in respect of all insurable risks.
So, yeah, three insurance policies. We have a cyber risk insurance policy, an all risk insurance policy for our property and public liability, and we have a fleet insurance policy for our car. Those policy schedules have been circulated, but probably the easiest thing is if anybody's got any questions, then just let me know outside of the meeting and I can chat. The cyber insurance review has just gone through a really comprehensive review, because it comes with a third party assessment of cyber risks, and there are a couple of very low level things that I will be raising with our IT man, so nothing major, but added security for us in terms of IT, but they provide this very comprehensive assessment of risks as part of the cyber risk.
Brilliant.
Propose we accept it.
Councillor Chapman. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Anybody against? Any abstentions? Okay, so that is passed. We now have agenda item 15 to review the council's and/or staff subscriptions. We are subscribed to DALC, South West Councils, and SLCC.
Excited for the council staff. And they just need noting.
Is it good?
It's very good.
Excellent. Very good. So we know those. So we don't need to vote on that?
No.
Okay, do we need to vote on the next one?
No.
Okay, so agenda item 16.
Actually, we probably ought to have a proposal in a second because it represents an increase, so we probably ought
to. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I mean, it is a financial thing. So agenda item 16, to agree allowances for 24-25. So to approve the chairman's allowance of £526, to approve members' allowance of £368, and the mileage rate is 45p up to 10,000 miles, 25p for 10,000 of 1 mile or over. And is that gone up because it's gone up 37?
Yes, so our allowances are a direct percentage at the district council. Thank you, Mr. Maddy, for highlighting that, because it prompted us to look it up, and yeah, so they have gone up. Just a reminder that you can claim expenses for mileage to meetings that you're attending on behalf of the town council, and Charisse has got the expense checks for us to do, put them in if you want to, because we do have a budget in for expenses claims, and we're happy to process those reimbursements, so just get a form off Charisse if you need to.
Thank
and we'll look into the 11p per mile bike
allowance. 3p per
mile. Yeah, so do you need a proposal and a second?
Yeah, can we have a proposer and a seconder, Councillor Chapman? We have to propose. Can we have a seconder? Councillor Hookway, thank you very much. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Agenda item 17, to confirm arrangements for the inspection of deeds and trust instruments.
Please make an appointment with me if you want to see those, they're in the sense.
Excellent. Councillor Chapman again. And Councillor Stott, this is a fantastic competition, so you can get your hands up quick enough. It's really good. You two are winning. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Okay, agenda item 18, to confirm the appointment of Thomas Westcott as the council's internal auditor for 24-25. I've seen it. I mean, yeah, of course you can see it, yeah. And Councillor Chapman seconded it. Come on, everybody else. Lovely game. All those in favour? Thank you very much. That is
yes.
So, now, agenda item 19, to reaffirm the council's policies. I'm not going to read that long list. I can assume you can see it. You may indeed.
Both. Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Can I ask about the staff?
Mm-hmm.
What have we got in the pipeline?
So, when we did all the staff appraisals, back in March, February, March time. Chetler and I went through with every staff member and identified their training needs. There was some company-wide training that we felt was necessary. So, for example, we've all recently done first aid training. And then there were staff-specific training requirements. And that's looked at on a case-by-case basis. So I can provide that detail through the HR group if you like. There are a number of staff that have identified training programmes. And then there are some broader things like, you know, we could all do with some Microsoft Outlook training. You know, there's some broader stuff that we need to do. And then quite a lot of our health and safety training is delivered through the iHASCO software app, and that gets refreshed annually as well. So there's some mandatory fire safety training and health and safety training that we have to do as well. So, yeah. Yeah. It's quite comprehensive. It does cover councillors as well. So, and again, we have a budget for councillor training. So, if any councillor is interested in training on a specific topic, I mean, the DALP training courses are really good. We always get really good feedback from them. And they use some third parties to deliver some specific training as well, like planning and neighbourhood planning. So, if you have a look at the DALP newsletters that we circulate, there's always stuff in there. And we do have a training budget. So, again, we're happy to enrol councillors on that if there's something of interest.
Thank you very much, Councillor Chapman. Am I right in suggesting that nothing has necessarily changed with any of these? They're all as it was.
So mostly we were just updating the footers and to reflect today's date.
That's cool. So we do have a proposal in a second to put that. Councillor Brian Bailey in there quickly, and Councillor Graham Deasy.
Thank you.
All those in favour? Thank you very much. So agenda item 20, to confirm the dates and times of ordinary meetings of the council and its committees for the forthcoming year. This is...
They're just for noting.
Yeah. And obviously they, you know, they're not setting concrete at any point that things change, so... Okay, so happy to note those. Agenda item 21, to confirm that the Mayor, Deputy Mayor, Chairs of Finance and Planning be authorised as cheque and online banking signatures for the year 24-25, and to authorise the Town Clerk to update the bank mandate.
So I need to propose
for
a second of that, so...
Councillor Chapman, Councillor Starr again. All those in favour?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Agenda item 22, to ratify the signature of a key holder agreement license for the use of the community hub at Sideshore.
This is a bit of an anomaly insofar as Sideshore have asked us to sign a license to allow us access to the keypad, to get the key out of the keypad for access to Sideshore. Now, Zoe is going to be spending some time in the Sideshore Eco Hub building, but in order to access the key, as a council, we need to sign the license, and our standing orders say that licenses have to come before full council. They can't be signed by me or Jenna. So we're asking you to authorise the signing of the license so that Zoe can use the Eco Hub, please.
So here we are. Yeah, Councillor Louise Andrews.
Glad he's got a query. No, that's fine, because it covers the council as a corporate body. It's just that this is one of the things under the scheme of delegation that I am not allowed to sign on behalf of the council. It has to be approved by the council. But it will apply to anybody, any councillor or member of staff that needs to use the Eco Hub and needs to access the key safe. You will all be covered under that licence, because the licence will cover us as a corporate body. But I can't sign it.
Confused.com again. East Devon, I think it's a council hall again, is on the Sideshore. I remember you are, aren't you? Can't we do it through him?
No, so this is an agreement that Grenadier have asked Nikki Nichols to put in place, and Nikki Nichols is the new Sideshore community, she's the new Sideshore community engagement officer. I'm not sure her exact title, but she's effectively the community engagement officer of Sideshore, and Grenadier have given her one of the units down there to use as a community facility, and she manages that community facility. And they have asked her to put in place this keyholder agreement with anybody that is likely to need to use that specific unit for community use. So it just covers one of those units, it doesn't cover the whole building.
But is it under her guidance or under yours?
So
we can have a license. What we're saying is that we have to apply for a license to get the keyholder. What I'm saying is, if someone wants to use that hub, did they go to her or to you?
So what this license does is it basically mitigates against any risk. It says that we will agree to do certain things when we use it as a town council. So when Zoe goes into the community hub, we're basically signing a license, like a lease agreement, that says that we will lock up when we leave. We will put the key back in the key safe. We won't sublet it to people. You know,
why do we want it?
Zoe,
I don't understand.
Because Zoe's going to be using that community hub as part of her climate and ecological emergency outreach work. She's going to be using that space. But in order to occupy that space, Sideshore want us to sign an agreement that says that we will act responsibly.
And do we have to pay rent? It's free, is it?
It's free, yeah.
Okay. I'll propose it then, if it's free.
Okay, so on those grounds, all those in favour? Very much. Agenda item 23, consider and respond to the submission of the proposed car park and the labour order in respect of the SU car and public park, where they have removed some of the car park, some of the very much. I've just made a note of that, because that's, you know, that hopefully would be a simple reminder, one would hope. It's never simple, but yeah. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chair. On the Estuary car park and the car parking down there, you probably know, it's in your ward, where they have put in meters which are not yet connected for electric cars, they have fenced off the parking places. Well, it's ridiculous. They need to remove them and allow parking to be carried on there. I'm sure you agree.
I live over the road from there. I see them every day, and then I look on social media and I'm reminded of them repeatedly. So we're waiting for them to be connected to the national grid. I say we, it's actually the company that is letting the spaces. So East Devon District Council is receiving funding from Wenia or whatever they're called. So in that sense they are leasing those spaces, and they are not willing to, as far as I know, situation. I have said it on many occasions. It wouldn't in itself solve the problems that have caused the need for this, you know, additional car parking. But, you know, I completely agree, it's a farce. It's been there for about 2 years now. And please don't think that we haven't been nagging them and nagging them. Yeah, yeah. I think maybe we should start nagging the actual power companies now on behalf of the charger company, you know, so, because I just think, you know, and actually it isn't within East Devon District's remit now, because they let the spaces out. But, you know, the charges were free, you know, and there's always a, and supposedly, you know, there wasn't an issue with connection, and then the company and the scheme that have installed the charges found that it was, that, you know, that there was at a later date, but it's too late then. And I think you're right, I hope they have learned that, because it's not really on, it's not a good look, is it? So, it does. Any other comments, Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, just to confirm that I know you have lobbied very hard for what Councillor Chapman has just been asking. I've seen many, many posts of yours. Just to say, for those who don't know the reason why this item we have on here has arisen, it was basically because the resident parking in certain areas of central town created the problem of needing more car parking. So Car Parks Department at East Devon looked at the provision, and they found that by cutting down the number of jointly, actually, lorry and coach spaces, they've actually combined the two now in one general area. They found that they could provide additional spaces. I have lobbied very, very strongly, both county and district, that they talk together before implementing such schemes in the future, and I would hope that I have town support for that sort of approach, because some of this is down to not talking together, not working and planning together. Thank you.
Once again, Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to support what Councillor Bailey said earlier. I'd like to remind the Councillor who spent not so long ago
something that was predicted, and you're right, and I would hope that whoever makes any arrangements with those for where they do park can find somewhere that isn't, you know, kind of a lovely thing to look at in the nicer parts of the town. So that is definitely noted.
Can I just highlight that Councillor Dump and I actually had a conversation today about the coach parking tab, because Councillor Dumper is the one of the councillors that's been appointed to that in a district council capacity. And Rons and I were involved in a telephone call earlier today about the coach parking strategy insofar as it relates to group travel for coaches, and we wanted to make sure that our perspective from Visit Exmouth was fed into that, and I updated Councillor Dunfer afterwards, and I think your first meeting is on Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. So we look forward to hearing back on the progress with that.
Thank you very much indeed. So bearing that in mind, you've got all of those comments, I take it, so you can pass them on as required. So we don't need to vote on that one, I don't think, do we? Agenda item 24, to review and approve the Council's risk management policy and risk assessment for 24-25. It says 23-24. Oh, okay. I guess, yeah, review. Does anybody have any comments on that at all? We don't need to. Oh, it does say approve, so that's.
Not much has changed, really.
Oh. I think lost, yeah. But go on then. Is proposed by Councillor Chapman, Councillor Stott is seconded, I'm assuming. all those. Yeah. It should be 24-25, yeah. Okay. But on that basis, does your proposal and seconding still stand? Excellent work. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. Pauline, start. Of course. Second. Agenda item 25, to review and approve the Council's strategy for investment, Council's investment strategy for 24-25. Do we have a proposal?
I'll second.
No, too late. Councillors Chapman and Councillor Stott in that order.
So again, that will go
it does look like there's only people here. Can I ask a question, Lisa, as well? Does it look bad if the proposer and seconder for every single thing is the same person? Okay, that's fine. So all those in favour? Isn't it just? Thank you very much, everyone. Yeah. Well. Agenda item 26, to review and approve the Council Statement of Internal Control for 23-24. Councillor Ollie Davey.
I'll propose.
Thank you. Councillor Brian Bailey. Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. An important vote to follow. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Could I just say, before we finish, meetings like this, you look at a wide range of things and you go to any number of these things, and then I read it out, and then I look at Lisa and Chetnell because they know stuff. Just congratulations and thank you for having such a wide range of knowledge on absolutely everything, I would say. And also, there are refreshments behind the wall if people would like to come and join us briefly. We're celebrating getting through the meeting. Cheers. Thank you very much.